Perek Beis Mishnah Zion. Af hu, also him. Who's him? Rabbi Gamliel. Like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he had three things that he was stringent on. So now it's going to be a contrast to three things that he was lenient on. Amar, he said, Shlosha Dvarim L'Hakol, three things that he was lenient on. Ve'elohim, and these are they. Mechavdin Bein Hamitos, a person could sweep between the beds, meaning they used to, in those days when they would eat the meal, they'd have a seba, they would like lean on these beds, okay? And Rabbi Gamliel holds that you could sweep between the beds on Yomtiv, the crumbs that are on the floor, okay? Because the Chachamim, they argue and they hold it's prohibited to sweep the house on Shabbos or on Yomtiv, lest you are mashregumos, meaning you may sweep dirt into holes on the floor, fill those holes and level out the floor. It's like bone, it's like building, which is prohibited. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel, he's lenient, because the prohibition to sweep your house is only if you sweep your whole house. But if it's between the beds, since it's a very, very small area, and you're always sweeping over there, right? Shlo yavek, because you don't want, you know, dust to come into your food. So generally, there's no holes, and we're not concerned that the dirt that you sweep up is going to start sealing off holes. Therefore, he permits sweeping between the beds on Yomtiv. However, the Chachamim, they prohibited sweeping between the beds on Yomtiv, lest if a person does it then, he'll end up doing the whole entire house, and that's going to be a problem. Okay, so that's the first thing that he's lenient on. Second, Umenichin es hamugmar b'yomtov. They used to have a custom to put these spices on coals, okay, in order to make this beautiful smell of the summon of spices, of incense, and this smoke would come up from the coals. It was called mugmar. And Rabbi Gamliel permitted for a person to do this on Yomtiv, because there's pleasure for the body. There's hana'as haguf, pleasure for the body. And pleasure for the body is like tzorach ochel nefesh. It's like the same permissibility we give to eat, you know, to do like cooking and baking for on Yomtiv, because it's eating. So smelling that smell is pleasurable for the body, and that would fall into the category technically of eating, quote unquote. And he was lenient; you could do it on Yomtiv. Whereas the Chachamim, they were stringent, and they said, no, you can't do mugmar. You cannot burn these incense on Yomtiv, because since it's not really something which is shavah l'kol nefesh, not everybody does it. It's just, you know, rich people do it, picky people do it, but the regular Joe, he doesn't do it, right? So therefore, since not everyone, you know, it's not something that's done by all, they prohibit it on Yomtiv. And then lastly, v'yosin gedi mikulas belele psachim. So Gedi Mikulas is a goat that was totally roasted, its head, its hind legs, its stomach, everything roasted for the Korban Pesach, on the eve of Pesach, and the intestines were actually hanging outside the body, okay? So imagine this whole goat being roasted on the night of Pesach, but the intestines were hanging out of the body. Kedei Yotzei Yerushalayim as Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, like they would roast the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, okay? And what he's saying over here is like this, here. So, Besova Rabbi Gamliel holds that you could roast this goat, you know, totally over the fire with its, intestines hanging out of it on the night of Pesach, even nowadays, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, in order that it should be Zeichel the Korban Pesach in memory of the Korban Pesach. That's what he permitted. Whereas the Chacham Osu, the Chacham is prohibited in all these three areas. The two first things, like we mentioned earlier, and this Gedi Mikulas, the Chacham prohibited it because it's Nerek Ochel Kachim Bachutz. It's as if a person's eating Kachim, like eating, you know, a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we don't do that. So since even though you're not eating a carbon, but it looks like you're eating a carbon, so they said it's prohibited to do this nowadays. That's what the Chum are stringent. And even though in these three areas, Rabbi Gamliel was lenient in all three, nevertheless, the halacha follows like the Chachamim. Okay, and that's it for Mishnah Zayim. Moving right along to Mishnah Ches. Shlosha Devarim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir. There were three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted. The Chachamim owes to the Chachamim that is prohibited. And these are they. Paraso, his cow, Yotze Beritzua, would go out on Shabbos with a strap Shebein karneh between its horns, and go out to a public domain or Rosh Rabim on Shabbos. Now, a person is commanded on a Torah level that his animal should rest on Shabbos. Those animals are prohibited from carrying any kind of load out in the public on Shabbos. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that this ritzua, this strap between its horns, is just for noise, for beauty. It's like wearing a nice scarf or whatever. And therefore, it's not a load, and the animal was allowed to carry it on Shabbos. So Shabbos or Yom Tov, certainly Shabbos. Whereas the Chachamim, they said it's prohibited, because asu behem garmatu shilono, even if the strap is meant for beauty, they prohibited it because not all paros, not all cows are rugal, are accustomed to be wearing this strap, and therefore, since not all cows are accustomed to using it, it's like a load and it's prohibited. And it's interesting, Gemara says that this cow wasn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's, right? Rather, it was his neighbor's. It was his shechena, his neighbor. But because he wasn't mochi, he didn't say anything, they considered it his cow, and they considered it that he was lenient on this opinion. Okay, so that's the first thing. Second, umekardin as a behema b'yom tov. It is permitted to scrape a animal with these iron scrapers that had very sharp, like this shinea dakos, these thin teeth on it, that would scrape the animal, even though it could make sometimes a blemish on the animal. Since it's not mechavin, since it's not what your intention is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted it on Shabbos. V'shochkin, so interesting, these two things here are Shabbos, we're saying, not Yom Tov. I mean, certainly Yom Tov, but here we're talking about Shabbos. V'shochkin as a pipel. And the third thing was, is that, here it's Yom Tov. Now, so the first two were Shabbos, now this is going to be Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted grinding pepper on Yom Tov. Barichayim shalahem, with their grinders that were miyuchad, they were special for grinding pepper, even though they're very big and heavy, and it, you know, required a lot of work. On Yom Tov, it was permitted. Whereas Chachamim said that no, you can't grind pepper on Yom Tov with these big grinders, only with a small, like, pestle made out of stone or wood, not with a big grinder. Because we don't want you doing extra work on Yom Tov. That would be the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein mekardin es behema b'yom tov. You cannot scrape your animal on Yom Tov. B'pnei she'osach habura, because you're making a blemish on the animal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it's not what your intention is, nevertheless, it's prohibited to do it on Yom Tov because it's going to come to make a blemish on the animal, right? The teeth of this iron comb is very sharp and make a blemish. Av makartzfin, but you could be makartzfin, meaning you could scrape it with a wooden scraper, which is just a lighter scraper. Its teeth are a lot wider, and we're not really concerned it'll get a blemish. The Chachamim say, Ain mekardin ve'af lo mekartzefin. You cannot be mekarid or mekartzef, because the Chachamim have a gzeira, let bekirtzef mishum kirid. If you're going to do kirtzef, the lesser scraping, you may come to do kirid, the more extreme scraping. So even though the lesser scraping may be permitted, because you're not going to end up making a blemish, it'll lead to the kirid, to the more heavy scraping, and that will make a blemish, even if it's not what your intention is, since it's likely to happen. The Chum said it's prohibited in both cases, because once we permit one, we're afraid we're going to permit the other, and therefore they're both prohibited. And the Rambam explains just the details here, that kirud is the removing of zavuvim, of flies, small flies, that latch onto the thighs of the animal, and they make a chabura, they make a blemish when you rip it out. And kirtzev, that's removing big flies that are not going to make a blemish when you remove them. So that's the difference between these two. And the halacha follows that the kirud of the animal is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the kirud would be, what do we say, you could do the kirud even though there may be a blemish. Because halacha follows Reb Shimon, that anything that is not mechav, it's not what your intention is, we're actually going to be lenient and permit it. However, with regards to the straps on the cow and this grinding of the pepper, will be more stringent and to go like the Chachamim, and that wraps up Mishnah Ches.